We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ian Begley, part of Knicks' pursuit of Jaden Ivey after he was taken by Detroit, had depended on which players are there at number 11.
Jaden
Interesting
Ivey,
that he
I'm
said.
So blessed to be a Piston from Stephen Bondi. I've no idea what's about that.
It's interesting, though, that Ian's saying had depended as opposed to depends on, which would which would imply that there was someone taken that they really wanted. Maybe it was Sohan after all. Maybe it was Johnny Davis. I don't know. Maybe it was Sharp.
It's all
possible. Sharp.
Knicks are on the clock. That's all I know.
Yeah, the Knicks are on the clock. Well, not officially, but
now they're going to be. This is.
All right. Spencer, here's your chance. You're running an NBA team. What are you doing if you're the Knicks? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know. I think I can. So if I'm staying there, I'm taking Durin. Not re-signing Mitch and running with Durin as my starting center going forward. If I'm looking to trade down, I would trade down a few spots. And I really like Blake Wesley.
That's I love Blake Wesley.
Very bursty. He's a good team defender. Just has issues finishing and shooting, which I understand are big parts of pretty long basketball. Yeah.
Spencer, what's the drop off from Durin to Williams at the center position?
I don't think it's that big. I think Durin's more versatile. He's a much better athlete, so you can definitely play him in like more schemes. Whereas with Mark, you're probably just playing drop coverage. In terms of like, you know, archetype though, they're both rim runners. Both have shown passing flashes. Like, I don't think there's a massive drop off. I just think Durin and his athleticism, like in particular moving east west, gives him an edge against Mark.
So here's my question. Typically, rookie centers don't start unless they're for not good teams. And the Knicks seem to want to move forward and be a good team next season. Wouldn't that kind of run in opposite directions of what their plan moving forward might be? At least next year? Assuming yes. Mitch is gone. And
then, right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Which is why I say hello to starting center, Nerlens Noel. What goes around comes around.
It's
like the expectations. If they think that they're going to be a playoff team, then they should probably get somebody who can offer a little bit more immediate than Durin can. But I think Durin can come in day one and be a good defender. Just the offense will be.
I just got an interesting text.
Finish the. You gotta keep going with that.
You can't say it if you're not going to say it.
I mean, I'm already getting like aggregated left and right for shit that's not happening. So why not? No, I just got texted. I don't know.
Buckle
up. All right.
All right.
What the hell
down.
Is that, Macri?
I have buckled up. There you go. Mensa Smith in the super chat. Oh, the Jets used Connor. Hold on. Okay. Fred Katz tweets out something.
I'll let you know if it's some good.
Okay. From Mensa Smith in the super chat. The Jets used Connor Hughes, the Athletics beat reporter for the Jets, for an entire draft season to smokescreen the Sauce Gardner pick. The Pistons could be using Edwards similarly. I pray that is what is happening, Mensah. Robert Cross again in Leon We Trust. Hashtag 53 wins. And then Barry Craver, who actually set up the Seth Davis interview.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Barry?
Barry Craver. I hope all 1,000 people in this stream subscribe to the KFS newsletter. Thanks for
That's really nice. Thank you, Barry.
Thanks for all you guys do. Just be prepared to be disappointed. Yes, subscribe to the newsletter. And also subscribe to this channel. And also...
Subscribe
on iTunes. And also, if you want, subscribe to us on Patreon. Plenty of places to subscribe.
We got to get Spencer on a Patreon pod later in the summer to talk about something that like he can't get in trouble for talking about.
I can talk about like, you know, what I see. I just can't say this player is the best player in the draft like I've been able to do in the past.
Why do you hate? Let's see. Who does Spencer hate? That's the running gag, Spencer. It's like anytime you say something critical of a player, it's why do you hate that player?
I'm trying to be less hateful. So we can pick a different word. Why do you strongly dislike?
Also, to those watching, get those likes up, as the chat is now saying.
Okay.
All right. We're now buckled up as per John Macri. That's what I'm tweeting out now from the
KFS. No, don't tweet anything out.
Please. John Macri, buckle up.
Per John
It's the hard hitting reporting you come to KFS for.
It really is.
Shout out Jay Malika from Knicks, Jets, etc. He just quote tweeted it with breaking news from John Macri. Buckle up. I'm retweeting it.
This is good.
Oh, man. And great. To everyone watching on Twitter, to everyone watching on Facebook, as well as YouTube, thank you for joining us.
Macri looks pissed. I feel like he got bad news.
Filibustering. If Mark Stein said the same shit that I said, I don't feel bad about putting it out there that I thought it might come down to Durin. There was definitely, I don't know, it's a lot of commotion going on over there from everything I could tell, but it's probably going to amount to nothing if I had to guess.
I feel like you just said it. All right.
Because to me, this is all Pistons trying to extract what? Another first? How many firsts you giving up for Jaden Ivey? You know? You giving up like a distant pick swap or something? Because that's never come back to bite us in the ass. I don't know.
I'd give him Randall.
So this line is of the night.
I
too would give him Julius Randle.
Why take Miles Bridges when you can have one Julius Randle?
You know what's going to happen?
Traded Jeremy Grant, so that way
you know what's going to happen. Who is the team? The Vikings let a team pass them because they didn't get the pick up in time.
Yeah. Yes, the Knicks are going to not take anybody. Shout out! This is nice from Kevin McEwen. Let's go. Whatever happens, we move. A sizable contribution in super chat. Thank you, Kevin.
Man, right. I don't think it's like the truck pick is AJ Griffin. I don't think you're going to take AJ Griffin.
Reverse psychology.
I'll throw that out there. Maybe they do. And I'm wrong. And I have egg on my face. But They're either trading up, they're taking Durin, or they're trading down. That's my final answer. And I have, and by the way,
wait, what did you say the answers are? They're either trading up,
taking Durin, or trading down.
Aren't those the only three options?
Trading out.
Oh, trading out. Okay.
Trading for a player as opposed to a future pick.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Hold on. This is, by the way, the first time in the draft that a pick has not been announced before the previous pick has been made.
Oh yeah, good point. This is only, mm-hmm. Which means they're trying to do something with the pick.
They're deliberating.
What's the thing that would make Nick's Twitter explode?
Well, Brogdon. You know it's Brogdon.
What? Usman Jang is the Knicks pick at 11.
I was actually just thinking that would make sense because they're trying to get younger.
Tell me about Usman Jang, Spencer.
Yeah, please.
I mean, not younger, like more potential.
A lot of potential.
Yeah. He's long. He is a good looking jumper. He's got soft touch in the paint.
Fred Katz.
he can, you know, handle the ball a little bit, mostly attack closeouts. Second half of the year, they had him running some pick and rolls.
Can I make a prediction?
What?
This is not based on, I have not heard a blessed word about this. I want to make this very clear. This is me pulling this out of my ass. This is a guess. They're not keeping this.
Well, maybe. But here's my question.
Oh my God.
Couldn't this be similar to what Michael Porter Jr. and the Nuggets did? Essentially, we're like a team that could take a high ceiling player because they have a lot of guys where they can take the risk. May not necessarily be someone that they want to deal, but it could be for Ivy. But they don't also have to play him from day one.
Just really my life again. I'm 38, a fan for 25. I'm somehow more tired of this stupid team than I was 20 minutes ago.
This is why I'm doing these things with other people, because I don't have to sit here and fucking deal with this shit on my own.
Right, Jeremy, the devil's advocate is exactly your point. It's like, also, if we don't know how much they liked any of these guys, the Knicks, and if they felt like, let's take a swing, there's always a star somewhere in the weeds in this kind of range, not always, but often, and they went for it. I gotta brush up a bit on the player himself, but the concept isn't crazy to me.
It now comes down to, doesn't this likely mean that Cam Reddish is out of the picture?
Do we need Usman Jang?
No, but I'm just saying, like, we've talked about Cam and his presence here, but then you'd have to hope that Jang is at worst the 11th man, right? Because Grimes was on the outside looking in last year and then forced his way in.
There you go.
Good call.
Knicks are trading Usman Jang to Oklahoma.
Good call, John's ass.
Oh, of course, Oklahoma City wants the 19-year-old skinny dude, obviously.
To OKC, who will select Usman.
So the last time that teams, I think it was what, with the Hornets and the Clippers, it was 2 seconds. So my guess here, I'm going to say 34 and the 2023 OKC second.
Wait, what's your guess?
My guess is that the Knicks get the 34th pick and then they get the Thunder's second round pick next year.
In addition to their second first round pick this year?
No.
No, they have 11, 12.
11 for 12 and 34 and next year's OKC second. That's my.
I didn't hear you say 12.
Yeah, that's my guess, because it took two second round picks for the Clippers to get SGA while the Hornets moved down one spot for Miles.
Jesus Christ, I don't even want to say anything.
Whoa.
The Thunder will send multiple
first round picks to the Knicks. Brock Oller, you beautiful son of a bitch. Oh my God.
Well, hold on. Multiple firsts probably means 12. And I mean, do we really want to pull up the future, the outstanding picks page from
the 18 in the next 4 years, whatever it is?
I'm just trying to think, like, they have some pretty shitty picks that are coming their way.
Now we can send them all to Detroit. What, rock out with
actually
your rock
that's
out.
But Andrew, that's a that. Great point. That's yeah. how you get. Yeah.
I so was what, I, I'm
next,
not saying
what's
this.
The Thunder's next this. Pick?
John, what? Stop talking if you can't say it.
John,
I don't want to hear
seriously,
it.
Man.
Shut the hell up. I love
this
you.
This is us.
You, can't, you have a Sorry, thousand fucking anything. People here and four of us here. Enough.
This is John. Like, we're watching a movie with him that he's seen. And he's like, this part's going to be great.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's the exact can't energy.
Wait till you
the
watch
worst
this
energy. It's the worst energy. The guy that knows what's going to happen in the movie and can't hide it.
Mm-mm. This part is awesome. Just facial reactions. We'll try and read that. That's okay.
I wanted to go off on John, but I haven't known him long.
But Jeremy did.
I'm glad Jeremy did.
Listen, when I know something, you're going to know it. I don't know anything, but it's just... it's.
But getting, when you're like, who?
Ah,
ooh.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm not in the bedroom.
He's like,
Jesus.
But he's
like, maybe you are. Maybe this is your kid. Who am I to say?
But the way you're like, oh, look at that. We can't.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow. If only people could see.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm having too much fun. How many?
Abdoulaye Diallo. Stop twisting the knife, John.
I'm
cosine.
Sorry.
Cosine. Robert Cross. Leon is real. LFG. So, Mark Sable, can I unbuckle yet, or is Brogdon coming?
Don't unbuckle yet.
Okay.
So I just want to know what multiple first round picks means.
Oh, hold on. Robert Cross earlier, apparently, I'm done with Leon. So he had a, I'm done with Leon. Then the pick got traded for two firsts. And it's like, in Leon, we trust.
Robert snip, Cross. Snap, snip, changed. Snap.
Exactly.
So wait, hold on. The first pick the Thunder have is next year's Denver pick. I wouldn't expect that to be the pick. But, you know, or me, no, I don't think they would trade to. I mean, the Detroit pick is heavily protected. That might be a decent pick. And it kicks the can really far down the road, potentially. Although, at this rate, Detroit might be a playoff team next year. Who the hell knows?
What if... Well, actually, here... Okay, here's a prevailing thought. If we're talking about the Pistons and Ivy, what can the Pistons not do? They can't trade their first-round picks. Why can't they trade their first-round picks? Because the Thunder have a grip on it, and they can't unlock it. What if this unlocks the Pistons' firsts? Just saying.
I'm speechless.
With what Jeremy said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you're not speechless with something you just got.
How much do they value having their own first round pick?
Enough where they at least have the freedom to do it. I mean, they're locked in for how long?
Here's the crazy shit about that pick.
2027.
The protections on that pick are so weird.
It's that pick is not going to be.
It's not an. It's not like the team could just be like, oh, we'll get it in like for sure in like this year or that year. And you, like,
Jalen Williams went 12. So okay, well, but here's the thought.
That's he's
okay.
A center.
Maybe the Knicks.
Oh wait, no, that's right. It's Jalen Williams.
The Knicks just take the first and Jalen Williams.
Which so the 12th pick isn't part of the Knicks trade.
What the hell?
Wow.
Wait.
So the Knicks just traded.
So what's the other pick?
Did the Knicks just trade for a future first pick, first round pick?
The Thunder still have the 12th pick. It isn't part of the Knicks trade.
Don't they also have 14 or 15?
No, they don't. They had two. It's 2, 12, and 34. Or, 2, 12,
first
and 34.
First of all, great job by Jalen Williams going to the fucking combine and then getting picked 12th.
Yeah.
Good job by that guy. You liked Williams, Spencer?
Yeah. Has that happened though? Has that been? No.
Happened. Williams is going. Okay. So okay. Now.
I'm so confused.
So here's the bottom line. The Knicks just traded 11 and we don't know what they got back.
Well,
and if you're the Thunder, you have, Chet Holmgren, right? Or yeah, no, Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith Jr. was taken second, right?
No, Chet.
Chet
was second.
Chet, you have Jang and you have Jalen Williams. And if you're the Knicks, you basically look at your logjam, so to speak, the issues that you have, and you say, well, we couldn't find the right deal for Jaden Ivey, so we're going to stand pat with where we're at, and we're going to kick the can down the road and get multiple future first round picks.
Listen, this... Let me take a second to actually process this before I say anything.
While you process, Parrish Duggar, irons are in the fire, and then adult donkeys, a time for turtles, sent a turtle.
What? For the Knicks not...
It's literally the turtle emoji. John, continue. For the Knicks not...
So it's impossible to talk about this trade without knowing if they don't... Without knowing if they have something potentially still in the works for Ivy, because if they have something in the works for Ivy, then it's a different conversation, and it all is contingent on if they get Ivy. If they get Ivy, then nothing else matters, pretty much. And if this was part of a masterclass for them to like accumulate picks from OKC to throw into the whether it's Pistons' own pick or something else to throw into this deal, that's its own story. If the Knicks just traded 11 for future firsts and there is no Ivy deal, I mean, man, what picks are they getting? Because
it
that
has to be good.
It I was to. About to, yes. And they have to be.
Well, listen, we've talked about,
I mean, you want to talk about going all in on a plan? That's sure. Going all in on a plan.
It is. But we have prepared for this exact moment because we looked at the last team to trade out of the lottery, and it was the Suns. And it was 2004, and they traded the 7th pick, and it was a terrible decision. It was purely money focused. This would not be the case. Teams don't do this. So the fact that the Knicks had to do this or did elected to do this would imply that they were really eager to get future picks down the line.
And it's funny because we never, because here's the reason why none of us thought this would ever happen. Okay, there's only one team picking after the Knicks in the lottery that has more picks than God that they could just throw around willy-nilly, and it's the Thunder. But because the Thunder were picking one spot back of the Knicks, we were all like, well, they're only going to give up so much to pick, move up one spot. They're not moving up one spot. They're getting the 11th pick and the 12th pick. So it is actually on the table that they threw around a crazy, potentially. And by the way, did Wode say two, or he said multiple first-round picks?
Multiple.
I mean, oh boy, I am fascinated to see what the hell this.
This is pure chaos. Same as last year, where I felt like I was laughing like a madman when they traded out from 19, and then they're picking at 21. Nope, they're trading down.
They had every pick between 20 and 35 last year at some point.
trading out again, just crazy.
My theory with the Knicks trade is that a team really wanted to get Jang, because I know OKC really wanted him. So maybe New York was just trying to get more, and that's why it was taking so much longer. Like, they were dead set on drafting Usman apparently like a while ago.
OKC.
Yeah.
So you heard it here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's speculation based on knowing that, but I think it makes sense.
I mean, and Jang is the OK. You want to talk about a guy like just as much as Sohan was a tailor made Spurs pick? Jang is like.
They just drafted they drafted Chet and then Jang. That's the skinniest lottery tandem in the history of the NBA. There's no way anybody beats that. That's crazy. And they have Poku. They have the skinniest team in the history of the world.
And yet, I'm amazed they even have roster spots. At this point. Right. Well, is Jang's coming over this year, right?
Probably, yeah. As far as it's Spencer, right? He's coming over.
Yeah, it was just the Rising Stars thing. I think he did this past year. Like that 1 year.
All right. I think we're done. I think that's it.
So here's another question. The Thunder are well below the salary cap, and they're below the cap floor. Do we think that part of this deal might also be involving a player like Kemba Walker going back to OKC?
Oh.
Is it Noel? Are the Knicks going to find a way to clear cap space by using OKC and leveraging that too, getting the future picks and coming off that money? Because if they are trying to shave payroll and clear cap space and not operate above the cap, then you better believe that they need to have infirm commitment, Jalen Brunson. But I also don't think that Brock Oller does this if they don't have a firm commitment from Brunson that he's coming if they are in fact clearing money. That's not how Brock Oller operates.
It's interesting because it's the Thunder. So obviously they're the only team that could take on a salary.
Team that can do it right now.
I know, but I'm thinking about your point about like they definitely know that they're getting Brunson, because I wonder how much the Thunder even cared about taking on. I mean, obviously they cared about it, and like every point of negotiating leverage matters. But man, okay, damn. Wait, hold on. Andrew's frozen. By the way, we should tell everybody listening at home, and he can't get unfrozen unless he closes the stream. So we're gonna keep going.
Oh, here, another factor, actually. Oh. I can't. Bobby Marks pointing this out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So here's the thing, folks. By not making this pick, the Knicks are actually clearing cap space without making a big move.
Okay, hold on.
So here's what happens.
Finish. Yeah.
By trading out from the 11th pick, the salary would be $4.5 million. So as of right now, the Knicks have $7.1 million in cap space entering this summer if they don't want to operate over the cap. So this is both a cap maneuvering move
and the Mitch
with the Mitch cap hold, it is $7.1 million
with the Mitch cap hold. Okay,
correct.
Per James Edwards III, hearing the Knicks are taking one last serious push at the Pistons for Ivy, laced with the picks from Oklahoma City trade that happened to pick 11. Stay tuned. So, if we are to assume that the Knicks got a couple of good future first round picks from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we're willing to offer, let's say, the Dallas pick, and one of the Thunder picks was, and by the way, Jalen Duren just went to Charlotte, and one of the picks from the Pistons or from the Thunder was the Pistons pick, and the Knicks are putting their own 2023 first on the table. Hold on. Wait, what the fuck? Hearing the Pistons are working on a deal to get Jalen Duren, who was just picked by Charlotte. It sounds close.
Interesting.
And now...
So...
Continue.
I'm looking at Bobby Marks's math because he says New York is right at the $122 million salary cap.
He's factoring in Taj.
He's factoring in. No, he's not. He's taken Taj out of the equation. Oh, did he? Hold on.
He has to be factoring in Taj. There's no way that they're at 122.
And he's probably cleared Archidiakono. Yeah. So
Jalen Duren is being rerouted to Detroit, sources say.
Wow. Oh. Interesting. Wait, for Ayton. That's really interesting for the whole league, because that means Ayton's got one less suitor. Where's he headed? I love that move for Detroit. Man, that's Cade, Ivy, Durin. That's a hell of a core.
And all right, I'll say this because what the fuck?
Hornets traded Jalen Durin to the Knicks.
What?
What's happening? What?
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Andrew is not.
Okay, so as of right now, I'm being told that they are still on the phone. The Knicks and the Pistons are still on the phone.
Well, I just sent the tweet out from our account saying that the Hornets picked Duren. So it's not great.
And I've also been told that, again, I don't know what... We are throwing the kitchen sink at Detroit. I don't know what the kitchen sink is, but we're throwing it. So source confirms the Knicks are acquiring Jalen Duren from Charlotte. Huh? Should I just get the bottle of bourbon and a fucking glass? And
I'm almost out of beer, and I feel like I need something stronger.
What is happening?
You have any rubbing alcohol in the house?
Should I go back to glue?
I actually have some crazy glue right here because I was trying to fix something on my daughter's. Well, maybe that trade I heard is back. Okay.
Jake Fisher says he's going to Detroit.
Duren. Begley's saying to the Knicks.
No, Duren's going to the Knicks. It's just a matter of whether he's...
Well, rerouted.
Wait, wow. Jake Fisher, to be honest. It's a
three-team deal.
I don't know where Dirt is going, but this sounds like a three-team trade with Detroit and New York and Charlotte. I'm getting the bottle of bourbon.
The man said, to be honest, I don't know where Dirt's going. Oh, my God.
Let's go! Chaos! Also, Fisher, don't report it then, buddy. Like, come on. These guys are too quick on the trigger. Like, you're reporters. So you can only report it if you know.
It's Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last.
It's just terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah, apparently it's the Pistons. That's what Vincent Goodwill just said. I wonder if anyone in my Slack said anything.
So here's my question. Did the Knicks find a way, well, I guess it's very possible, to get Ivy and milk the 11th pick to get more assets to then send out so they retain similar amount of assets they had before? Is that... sound about right with where we're at right now in terms of where they're operating?
Yes.
Sure. Thank you. Oh, Cleveland is taking Agbaji.
Okay.
Not that that's a concern of ours right now, because what the hell is going on?
Sham says to the Knicks.
So the Knicks are getting Duren.
Well, maybe not.
Well, he's going to Detroit.
Fisher's initial tweet was rerouted, which could be through the Knicks, right? So that.
Oh, my wife is standing here. She's afraid to come in the living room because she doesn't want to be on camera. Get the baby's chair. You can just put it right there. Yes, I told my wife to get in the chair for the one-year-old.
To be honest, I don't know.
That's Woj just saying he'll ultimately go to Detroit.
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, my gosh, this is happening.
Well, listen, we don't know anything yet. But so, because, like, well, hold on. Take a step back. If the Knicks, okay, if he's going to Detroit, what other trade could be on the table here?
Cade.
Finally get Killian Hayes. Spencer, can we get your Killian Hayes scouting report?
I was about to say, we're just rebuilding around Killian now.
I still think Killian's going to pan out eventually. I think right now it's actually like...
Kemba Walker's going to Detroit.
See ya!
Wow.
Okay.
Again, Knicks aren't clearing cap space unless they know something's coming on.
But hold on. So now we're offloading Kemba Walker and we're getting Jaden Ivey?
Maybe not.
Someone just texted me saying Killian.
Oh, no.
If this is all about unloading fucking salary...
Well, let's... They got multiple first round picks from the Thunder. There's a lot of pieces here that we don't know about. Hold on.
Knicks acquired Jalen Duren and moved in with Kemba Walker to the Pistons, sources said.
I will say that Killian, it makes sense if they'll move Killian because they just got Ivy, if they want to keep Ivy.
Okay, so what did we give up to get Jalen Duren again?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What the hell just happened?
We don't know. Jalen Duren's on the Pistons via the Knicks, and we don't know what the Knicks gave up to reroute Jalen Duren and Kemba Walker to the Pistons, but they gave up something. Jake Fisher, the whole league has been talking about the Knicks clearing salary for free agency.
Again, I understand we're scarred in some manner, basketball speaking, from Steve Mills trading away for cap space. I don't think this is the same thing. And I get it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. This just feels very different.
Does it?
Yes, because the fact that you moved KP before the deadline and waited an entire summer. We're in the summer. This is the time when you do those moves.
At the end of the day, it's about what's on your ledger, and it's about what'd you get and what'd you give up. And as of right now, we still don't know the answers to those questions. All right, here we go.
We got one of them. Pistons are sending the Hornets the 2025 Milwaukee first. That's for Duren.
But so did Duren ever go to the Knicks?
We're about to find out if it's a three-team deal or not.
Pistons are sending the Hornets 2025 first round pick via Milwaukee.
None of this had anything to do with Jaden Ivey?
Apparently not.
Mark Stein says to help fund their free agent pursuit of Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, that's what this is all about.
But the question is, was it purely that? It doesn't sound like it based on the fact that the Knicks got multiple first round picks from OKC for trading out. So it sounds like they've traded out and they found a way to move Kemba to Detroit. The question then is, how did they come in contact with the 13th pick?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess they went. Did they go from 11 to 12 to 13? We're still waiting. That's
great tweet from Fred Katz. Someone is going somewhere.
I mean, not most accurate report of the night.
So here's what I got right now. If you take Randall, Fournier, Rose, Barrett, Burks, Noel, Cam, Obi, Quickly, Grimes, Mitch, and Deuce, you're at $16.3 million in max room.
So how much more do you have to clear to get Kyrie?
Oh,
it's a joke. It was a joke. Lightening the mood. Listen, we're like 3 days away from me saying KD. Okay.
Andrew, we've been through enough tonight. All right.
Okay.
Don't you put that shit on me, Ricky.
Listen, my whole operation froze at one point. So I'm right there with you on the been through shit tonight.
And Charlotte's getting a center after all. They're taking Mark Williams.
Can I just say that Mitchell Robinson's market is continuing to just cave in on itself.
What market? Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It didn't start out super well, and now it seems to just be dropping because the Pistons had a ton of money, and they now got Durin. If they want Ayton, they could still do it. But even still, the Hornets are out. You have to find a team now that's willing to give the mid-level exception.
From James Edwards, sound like Ivy's staying put. Durin's going to Detroit, and the Pistons take on the contract of Kemba to give up the pick they got in the Jeremy Grant trade. We'll decipher this in a second. So as of now, the Pistons are leaving the draft with Ivy and Durin. Wow. Great fucking job by the Pistons.
The Pistons, yeah.
So, okay. So they're taking on Kemba to give up the pick they got in the Jeremy Grant trade. So basically, let's try to figure this out. The Jeremy Grant trade, they got that's a Milwaukee late first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not a very good pick. It's probably going to be in the late 20s, mid 20s.
Which is not a very good pick. And they gave that pick up to get Durin, and they're also taking back Kemba Walker.
Yes. What we're missing is what the Knicks got from the Thunder and then how they got to the 13th pick.
How about this? Duke's AJ Griffin going 16th.
To 16. Why do I hate Kyrie, Andrew? Shout out Juan Cruz, who just put that in the super chat. We have so many super chats to catch up on. We're going to let the dust settle and then catch up on all of them CP style before we get out of here.
I'm still trying to figure out what the Knicks ended up with. And yeah. How did they...
We're all... Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We still don't know what they gave up to facilitate this Durin thing.
A lot of pieces that are moving.
Fucking A. At the end of the day, though, we can sit here and confidently say, nice tweet from Woj. Tremendous coup from Detroit GM Troy Weaver like to land two of his top targets in this draft.
Tremendous coup, my ass.
I got to hop off. I'm going to finish watching the draft with my wife.
All right, okay. Spencer. Good to see you, man.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you.
Sorry I couldn't offer that much analysis.
No, you offered so much.
Hopefully soon.
All right. At this point, why the hell not? I just got a text saying we're not done.
Of course not. Why would we be? But
it's not Ivy though.
No, but here's the thing. Do we have a feeling that Brunson is not going to be a Knick at this point? Because I feel like it's pretty likely if the Knicks are clearing cap space to do it.
Well, I'll say this, putting aside whatever the hell this front office did tonight, if Jalen Brunson signs a contract extension with the Dallas Mavericks or the Detroit Pistons or the Beijing Ducks, within the hour of that ink drying, Leon Rose and World Wide West and Scott Perry and anyone else who works in that front office should tender their resignation to James Dolan. Sure, because that would be a fucking joke.
Yes, I know. But again, there are more connections than just like, hey, Royal Ivy's here. It's very different.
No, I'm
I get what you're saying. I understand, but we don't have to go to that point right now.
We don't have to go to it right now. We go to it in a week if they don't get him.
Of
course. If they get him, then we.
I'll be right there alongside you saying the same exact thing. Yeah. Okay. But we're not there.
And so if they do get Brunson, and they basically, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, they would have punted this pick and.
To get future assets.
Well, I guess, right. They're still getting the OKC picks in some future. So it's not like they're. It's not like they gave up assets. I don't know. It's a lot of maneuvering to get Jalen Brunson. But
the point is, we don't know where the dust is settling.
We don't know right now.
Which is not great television.
But we don't know.
Hold on. I think
it's actually better.
I think we can. In a vacuum, the idea of using the 11th pick in the draft, which is a resource that good NBA teams cherish beyond belief. The idea of using a resource of that caliber to unload salary that you just signed a year ago to then make a free agent run at a guy to ostensibly replace the guy you just signed, who you just unloaded. I mean, you can't even say it without shaking your head. That is bad business.
Missing pieces.
No,
here.
Hold on. Wait, I'm not done yet.
Neither are the Knicks.
I know. There you go. But, and listen, you know, I'm itching to be critical of this front office. Because I am starting to worry that they don't know what they're doing, or not that, let me rephrase that. They clearly know what they're doing, but I'm worried that in pursuit of their ultimate goals, things are getting a little bit too messy in the here and now. This is pretty great. I'm going to read this from Fred Katz. A tremendous example of how confused the world is with the Knicks dealings right now. Texted a source to ask if he knew which picks were going where, and he just mentioned Mark Williams going 15 to Charlotte and then said, somehow, I don't know, though, LOL. It's a crazy night for everyone. What I was going to say is, if the Knicks flipped 11 to clear room and got Brunson and picked up future assets that they could then use to facilitate something else down the line, I will be the first to say, let's hold off on judging. Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
If they got good draft picks down the line, like if their scouting department decided, hey, I think these picks down the line are more valuable than the 11th pick this year based on who's on the board, you know, as frustrating as that is as a fan, you want to see the shiny new draft pick. Like, there's nothing wrong with that approach, especially with the Knicks roster.
I think that's the key part here, which is that in a sense, bringing on a young player into this roster where there's no obvious place for that young player to play, that would have immediately induced at least some skepticism on my part. If it was Jalen Ivey, that's one thing. But if it was literally anyone else, we'd be sitting here and we'd be talking about, okay, where's he getting minutes? Who's not getting minutes? Is Spence. At the very least, we are not sitting here and having that conversation right now. So from that perspective, if the value is right, which Jeremy, I think you'll agree with me on that. If the value is right, we can administer some praise.
I'm not praising or criticizing anyone right now. I just want the goddamn information that we don't have. That's it. The draft is only a small piece of the puzzle. We also have to deal with free agency and all the other moves that come from there. We could look back in a week from now and hate it, everything that happens today, or love everything that happens today. And chances are, because we're Knicks fans, it'll be somewhere very much in between. But we just, I just, for me, it's non-committal because we don't know what's going on. And we'll find out soon, hopefully.
It would be nice. I'm not backing off what I said about Brunson. If they don't, at this point, if they don't get Brunson.
Yes, then, I know.
Yeah. Yes, Andrew, hi.
How are we doing?
How was your last half hour, Ben? I feel like you've had...
So, a little behind the scenes to cut the tension. The my computer just like froze.
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No. What I said didn't matter. I'm back. Go ahead.
No, everything you say matters, Andrew.
Thank you.
How dare you? Per Mark Stein, the Knicks figure to make at least one more move to continue creating cap space. Full speed ahead on their bid to try to pry Jalen Brunson away from the Mavericks.
Tari Eason to the Rockets, as opposed to the Knicks and their movement. It's probably a team with a traded player exception, or it's OKC. I feel like if it were Detroit, it would have happened again or already.
Yeah, everything I'm seeing reported from Detroit is that they're
done.
Yeah, they got Durin. Ivy. That's a nice core to put around.
Oh,
geez.
They won the night. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Jeremy, kudos to you. You were right with the $16 million factoring in Mitch's cap hole. That's somebody just tweeted this out. Hoopsipes cap expert.
Is it Yossi?
It is Yossi.
So shout out to the new platform we're using, StreamYard, which lets us push out to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at the same time. My computer apparently needs to get used to the new like wear and tear of that much streaming going on at once. So when my computer froze and the screen went blank, I went and got my laptop, which check out all my stickers that all of you can purchase on the KFS shop if you'd like. So I just, while the world was imploding and we had no idea what was happening, I was literally trying to just get back online. So shout out to technology.
I guess here's where I'm at. And I say this still eager to know what the next steps are. Obviously, we wanted the Knicks, or at least many fans, including myself, wanted the Knicks to go get Jaden Ivey. That would have cost things. That's something I would have been very comfortable with. Obviously, it depends on the price. If you saw our cap or no cap, you know that I was comfortable with a lot, at least what I thought was a lot, even thinking afterwards, like, damn, that is a lot to give up for Jaden Ivey, but if you believe in him, so be it. The question now stands is, if the Knicks are keeping pretty much all of their young players, if they're finding ways to add a legitimately good point guard, if they're trading out the so-called excess of like Kemba Walker, maybe the next guy, I don't mean this disrespectfully because I love Alec Burks, but maybe it's Alec Burks. Maybe it's Nerlens Noel, one of the two. Right. The point being, like, if we find a way where at the end of this offseason, the Knicks walk away a better team with more assets in the future than not, that's a good summer. But we're not there yet. Just right now, it's a matter of what this deal entails.
A couple of things. I'm told for the moment, at least, they're done. We'll see. Maybe that's right. Maybe that's wrong.
What does that mean? They're done
in terms of the first round. They're not. They're done moving and shaking. Second thing, like the having enough money for Brunson conversation is, well, it's not over, but like shit, they could wave and stretch Noel. You know, I mean, do they want to waive and stretch Noel? Well, of course, they don't want to waive and stretch Noel. Well. There's a thousand other things that they'd like to do if other than that. But just for an argument's sake, if you waive and stretch Noel, that is another six on top of the 16, assuming they keep Mitch's cap hold. So that brings you to 22. 22 with 5% raises gets you to 100. About, no, it doesn't get you quite to 100. It gets you like 96, I think, right?
Well, I mean, like
96, 97.
Sure. Yes. Worst case scenario, if you wanted to.
I'm just saying, for argument's sake, worst case scenario. The much more likely scenario is they find a new home for Alec Burks.
So, yes. Now, Bobby Marks is saying that the Knicks have $18 million in cap space, which
Yeah, but who knows what math he's using in terms of
that's the pitch. Thing. It's yeah. got to be. Does he have Archidiakono on the books? No, he does not. Does he have Mitch off the books? Yes, he does. He's assuming that Mitch is not on the books, which I don't necessarily agree with. 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, 4.
Well, either way, like they, it's now a matter of like they just if it, you know, if Jalen Brunson wants to be a Nick, then he's going to be a Nick and he's going to get paid. And if he doesn't want to be a Nick, it's not going to be because of money. The interesting thing here that I would like to note is contrary to what both me and you have been saying for a while now, is that this did come down to cap space, apparently. And I don't know, is that an indication of Dallas's unwillingness to play ball? Is it an indication of something else that we're not privy to? I don't know. We don't know.
I have what?
Fred Katz, a big part of trading Kemba Walker. If the Knicks renounce Ryan Diaco, but they're waiving Taj Gibson.
No, it's a non-guaranteed contract.
But no more Taj.
You can re-sign.
Oh, that was always he was always.
And he's never coming back.
Can I be sad about Taj?
No, because he still could come back, Andrew. It's fine.
I don't get 20.
But here's another thought. Let's say the Knicks could do a sign and trade. And that the Mavs, when finally, if Brunson said, I'm going there, I'm gone, the Mavs want to get a traded player exception. What does a traded player exception do? It gives them a window to add more talent. What does signing Jalen Brunson and not doing a sign and trade do if you're the Knicks? It means that you basically screw the Mavs, you make them a worse team, and you add value to their pick next year. That pick gets better if they can't get a traded player exception out of Jalen Brunson and then trade someone into that and then be a good team.
It's top 10 or top 14.
It's top 10.
Top 10.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
But it kind of could. That's the thing.
We saw with the 11th pick tonight. Yeah.
Right. We see teams in the West getting better. The Blazers are loading up. The Clippers are going to be back. The Pelicans are a better team. Like, there's movement. If the Mavs are the 9th seed, the 8th seed,
Kemba's getting bought out.
He'll go to
obviously
some team.
Charlotte.
Clippers.
Probably goes back to Charlotte. Good for
you. Maybe. But that's the prevailing thought. Okay, we don't want to work with you because we'd rather screw you over, take Jalen Brunson, you get nothing. Shout out Willy Wonka. And then after that, the Knicks get to say, you're a worse team after all. We own your pick. Good luck with that. Then the Knicks have more ammo to trade up next year, which is why I'm so damn eager to find out what this trade is with the Thunder so we can add more pieces to it.